Well, Brad, as we look what's happening market-wise, you know, I was kind of sarcastic with my early morning market saying it rained in Argentina, so of course we're going to see a drop in the grains, and that's just what we saw within the soybean complex. You look at the markets as to be expected?
I think so, Susan, and I do appreciate your sarcasm. I think maybe I'm starting to wear off on you a little bit. I think, first of all, this is the time of year where the grain markets are pretty much void of news. So that's why, you know, I think, you know, making a tongue-in-cheek comment about weather in South America is probably appropriate, because it doesn't take a lot of news to make the papers right now, okay? I think, in fact, you know, the spot where it was a little dry or is a little dry, whatever, in Argentina is not a major growing area. You know, I think I've mentioned on your show before, if I haven't, I've been remiss not doing it, that, you know, the sounds of silence, as it were, that do come out of South America should tell you something. You've heard very little crop stress news. You're getting some areas that are even getting beyond the critical stage here of their crop development. You're not very far from new crop beans in some areas of South America. So I think that the crux of the matter to me would be, you know, we've had great exports of beans. We're starting to get some exports of corn and wheat better, because we got all kinds of it, corn, okay? We'd better get really good exports here, because if we don't generate interest at $4, then we've really got a big problem on our hands. I think we'll generate some interest on the beans. Our people, the guys that I think, I guess, that I have a strong feeling for, would be more afraid of cancellations being the next news relative to exports rather than new business. So that's what I think, as a trader or as a marketer, you want to listen for. Are we getting some more business, some continued business to China, or are we going to see us kind of go to the back burner like we typically do as you move past New Year, and South America get a big share of that export business? I do think there is some grain for sale domestically after New Year. So I'm a pretty easy seller on rallies, I guess, to summarize my opinion on both the corn and the beans.